K99.3 WKVI. I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel, and joining me today is David Gilliland, driver of the number 38 Ford for Front Row Motorsports in the Sprint Cup Series. Hi, David.
How you doing today? We're down here in Daytona and can't wait. You're so excited to just be back at the racetrack.
I bet you it's a nice day down at Daytona today.
It is really nice. I was just talking to my family in, up there in North Carolina, and my wife was sending me pictures, and there's still a bunch of snow on the ground up there, especially at our house. So, yeah, definitely enjoying the sunshine down here.
That's not common in Carolina to get snow, is it?
No, not as much as we got here recently, for sure. We've lived there for, I think, about 6 years. It's by far the most snow that we've had.
Well, Daytona's bright and sunny. Are you ready for the Daytona 500?
We are. We're really excited. The Speedway type style of racetrack, Daytona and Talladega, have been obviously a strong suit for myself and David Reagan, my teammate here with the Front Row Motorsports, and we've got Eric McClure joining the team here for the Daytona 500. So it's exciting. We're really anxious to get going. We've got Love's Travel Stops on board. Really excited about their extended partnership with Front Row Motorsports, and just can't wait to get going. Hopefully we can kick off the year with a good start. You know, we start the year off with our biggest race of the year, so it's very important to try and get a good start, obviously, and really kick off the season, you know, the way we want to do it.
So what are your thoughts going into the 2014 season?
I'm really optimistic. I think everybody with our team has worked really, really hard over the off season and to increase our level of performance on the track. And I think our team's looking better. I think we're going to perform better. Everybody's just been working really hard and can't wait to get going. I'm probably as optimistic for the 2014 season as I ever have been in the Cup Series.
Well, there's been some changes in the qualifying and chase formats, and it's been really a hot topic going into this season. How do you believe the changes will affect your team?
The qualifying changes, I don't feel like will affect our team a whole lot. I think as a fan and somebody coming to watch, I think I'd be definitely more intrigued to come watch qualifying on Fridays than I would have been last year, the way the new format is coming down. But as far as the chase format changes, I think that's a huge shot in the arm for teams like Front Row Motorsports and ourselves, and with our performance at Talladega last year with David Reagan, based on the new chase format, he'd make the chase. So that's exciting, and based on the way it was last year, to have a shot at making the chase was pretty far out of our reach the way it was. But with the changes now, it's really opened it up to teams like ours at Front Row Motorsports, and it'd be a huge shot in the arm. And we feel like, you know, we've proven that we can win, and hopefully, you know, we can get another win this year and hopefully put ourselves in contention to be in that chase. And that's exciting, and just the thought of that is a huge shot in the arm for teams like ours.
Well, you talked about the strength and the super speedways and things. What other racetracks are your forte, so to speak, in a season?
Our best chance at a victory is obviously, feel like, are the super speedways and the road courses. And then we got the short tracks. The mile and a half stuff was our struggle probably last year, probably our weak point of our organization. And unfortunately, as we all know, we have the most mile and a half tracks of our season. Mm-hmm. And so they make up a large majority of our season. So we've gone to work really hard in the off season to try and improve those areas of our program. And I feel like we've taken some great strides and made some good strides and taken some great steps forward in those areas. So hopefully we can put those to work. I'm anxious to get out to Vegas and see how our program will unfold.
Well, give us a little bit about your racing history getting up to this level.
Well, I started out hanging on the grand side end of the fence, you know, watching my dad race as a young child and just dreaming of just being inside the track someday. And so here we are. And so I grew up helping him, working on his race cars, building his race cars, did a little bit of crew chiefing for him. Then I started racing at the local dirt track and kind of worked my way up through the NASCAR ranks. I ran some NASCAR late models, then I ran their touring division. They have a great K&N series in place. He's a great trainer for the Nationwide Series, and we were able to perform well there, and now we're in the Cup Series. So I think NASCAR, I think for all the young drivers listening, I think NASCAR has a good system in place. Each and every step and level that I raced at taught me a lot and got me really prepared for that next level, and so that's how I did it.
Well, family affair for racing in your family. I think your son races, too.
Yeah, my son does race. He was the USAC National Quarter Midget Champion last year and traveled all over the United States racing those for the last couple of years. And now we got him some late model cars, some stock cars, and he's done really, really well. And he raced three races last year and finished second at Myrtle Beach, kind of our biggest race at the end of the year there, and almost won it. But we're real proud of him and his racing accomplishments. This year he's going to be racing probably 20 to 25 late model races all up and down the East Coast, and I'm looking forward to supporting him and, you know, helping him get going. He does a great job. He's got all the potential to be far better than I am. So it's exciting. It's a lot of fun. It just reminds me a lot of the old days with me helping my dad. And so, yeah, he's the third generation Gilliland. He'll be racing. I know you're going to be hearing a lot more of Todd Gilliland coming up real soon.
Well, that's great. Are you doing any other extracurricular racing besides NASCAR?
No, not really. Son's racing, and so basically between my racing and his racing, it takes up pretty much all of our time.
Yeah.
And so I enjoy it. I've got to test with him a little bit, the NASCAR late model stock cars. I'm building a straight rail car now to maybe go run the Snowball Derby with. And so it's been a lot of fun. I enjoy, you know, racing those style of cars. It kind of reminds me of getting going. And like I said, my journey through the NASCAR late model ranks. And so it's been fun getting back in those kind of cars. It really, you know, going to those Saturday night races really makes you appreciate the level at which we're competing and the professionalism that our level in series and NASCAR and how they handle our series. So it's been a good experience.
So what does David Gilliland do when he's not racing?
When I'm not racing, like I said, I'm pretty much either, you know, going to my daughter's horse shows and helping her. She rides horses. Her name's Taylor. She's 10 years old and does a great job riding horses. And then my son's racing. Pretty much that's it. We like to ride four-wheelers and probably go fishing if we can sneak those in there at any time. But our schedule is very busy, and my wife, Michelle, she stays real busy, too, just kind of following us all around, chasing us all over the country, following our dreams.
That's a full-time job.
Yes, it is. It's probably about two full-time jobs that she squeezes into one.
One final question for you. What is your favorite kind of cake?
Cake?
Yes.
My favorite kind of cake is probably chocolate. I'm probably a little bit of a sucker for some good, moist chocolate cake.
Well, that's a good answer. Well, David, I certainly wish you the best of luck this 2014 season, and we hope to talk to you again.
All right. Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure being on your guys' show, and I look forward to being back on soon.
All right. Thank you. That's David Gilliland. He's driver of the number 38 Ford for Front Row Motorsports in the Sprint Cup Series. I'm Anita Gooden for Behind the Wheel.